You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Just joking about flexing on my holidays. Hey, Alice, how are you?
When I was on holiday, which is a place that you go when you have a rest from your job.
I caught an aeroplane and I left the country.
Wow, that must be so nice. Actually, fuck, I can't talk.
You do that all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
How are you?
Oh, you know what? I was just, I was reflecting. There was an arts debate on last night at Ki Te Aronui, which is a gorgeous theatre in Onehunga. Shout out to Richard Green, who has put that together. It's a fabulous venue. Actually, I'm just here to plug that venue. It's really great.
Get into it.
If you're in Onehunga, go and check it out. Nice. They have a really good program of work there. It's also exciting. It's got a little bar in there and good vibes. You can hear me absolutely bigging up the venue and not necessarily the discourse.
The discourse at the arts debate. Was it a bit grim?
A little bit grim. Look, we can afford to do a lot of things in this country. I'm really big on pushing for this national arts strategy. Mm. And at the moment, Te Tau Matatoe Aiwi are doing a piece on that, a bit of advocacy work on that. So you should go online and check out National Arts Strategy to
see. That sounds fascinating.
It's orange is all I can remember about what it looks like.
It's very orange.
Yeah.
That is fascinating. We are also here to talk about some other excellent theatre today. Who have we got in the studio with us, Alice?
It's my pleasure to introduce Tani Te Pakeke Patterson and Tom Webster, who are here to talk about Oi Fred, which opens at the Basement tonight and runs for the next 5 nights. Welcome, welcome.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
So we were having a massive yarn out there about the work. Tom, I'm going to go to you first. So this work, you've devised and written this work, and Tani, you've directed the work. It's a work that looks at grief and loss. Talk to me a little bit about where the sort of these ideas were coming from, and sounds quite personal.
Yeah, of course. So I initially came up with the prompt or the idea through a devising workshop with Freya Finch
in our
final year at Unitech last year. And so it came from a devising prompt I wondered where my grandfather's ashes were in my grandmother's very cluttered house.
Okay.
And sort of wondering where those were and what it would be like if I could reconnect with him, or what it would be like to reconnect with someone that you've lost.
Mm. I mean, gosh, I love that comes from a very personal place, but actually there's so many interesting places and spaces you can go with theatre. Has it been a therapeutic or healing process, or has it been actually fun and silly and completely frivolous?
It's kind of a mix. We say it's our play is like two halves of the story, that like it's very, very silly in points and then it's very, very sad in others.
Yeah, great. We love a bit of light and shade.
Yeah.
Tani, talk to me about your directing process and what it's been like. Obviously, you and Tom went through 3 years of drama school together and now you're on the massive directors program.
Yeah.
What's your process been like through this?
The process was kind of interesting. Like, Tom approached me with the script last year, kind of just to get me to read a draft of it, and I sat down and had a read, and then I went to him and spoke to him for about 2.5 hours.
Yes.
Going, why did you do this? Why did you do this? This doesn't make sense. Why did you do this? And then at the end of it, he went, do you just want to direct it? And I went, yeah.
Yes. So tell me about, you trained as an actor, right?
Yeah.
So what is the difference for you to be stepping into that director role?
Well, I trained as an actor because I wanted to be a better director.
Oh.
I'd worked with some directors that had only done directing and they didn't really know how actors worked.
True.
And so when I got to Unitech, I went to the tutors and I was like, hi, I want to be an actor, but I also want to be a better director. And they went, okay, well, you know, here's what the course offers. And I was like, sweet. And so being able to bring that in to here means that if I need Tom to do something or if Tom has questions, I can be like, okay, let's approach it from like this lens, or like, what are you wanting in this moment, or what's going on here, and how can we do that from like the acting standpoint rather than like be more sad.
Be more confident, which is literally the worst direction one could ever say to somebody else.
Be angry. And you're like, oh gosh, okay.
Yeah. Tom, what's it like then for you? You've written this work, but now you're performing in it. Like, are you rewriting it as you go, or are you sort of honouring the text that you've written?
No, yeah, well, nothing is gospel in this text. We've kind of, we had a very lengthy script to start off with, and what we've done is we've gone, okay, what's necessary, what do we need? And we've culled a lot from there.
Yeah.
And I think we've whittled it down to this great product. And I think what's great about me and Tane working together is we say we're almost symbiotic. Like, we sort of, like, bounce off each other quite well, that we know not exactly what each other's thinking, but we'll go down a path and we know which way the other is going.
Mm.
You know, so we have that understanding and we know what to do.
That's so special. That is a really special collaborative relationship, I think. And it's beautiful that you guys are finding that through working together, right? I mean, friendship is cool and everything. Look, we love that. But beyond the friendship.
Friends are fine.
Yeah, whatever. You don't have to. I actually went through this absolute diehard phase post-drama school where it's like, you don't have to be friends to make good work. And then I've kind of come to a place where it's like, you don't have to be best friends with the people you work with. But actually, what does it mean to deeply care about the other person?
Totally.
And therefore, through care, challenge in a different way and provoke and know what the person needs in that moment. Tane, what kind of words would you to describe what this work is that you've made? Like, what are some sort of, like, give us a taste of the tone or the flavour of this work or inspiration?
I think we had someone look at the script and they got back to us in an email and it described it pretty much perfectly. He didn't like, he went, a bit heavy, a bit weird, sounds great. And we were sitting there and we were like, yeah, sick. No, that's it. That's it. It is a bit heavy in parts. It's a bit weird in parts. Yeah, that was like just the perfect summary of it for me. I was like, yeah, no, that gets the two halves of these kinds of, that awkward connection that comes through the play of like trying to connect with someone who's like 60 years older than you, or, you know.
Yes.
And then also that thing of like, it's a grandparent that you haven't been able to connect with. And so it's like, how do you fit everything that you would want to say to someone
totally
into the amount of time that we have?
Oh, that sounds so juicy. Tom, for you, what kinds of people do you want to come to this work? Like, who's your ideal audience, or who's your ideal person to perform to?
Yeah, of course. So I'd say, obviously, young people, students, but also really, if you want to bring your grandparents along, because like they'll obviously remember the people that they've been around so long, and they'll see the grandfather character and people that they've seen. And also, we don't get like that older generation, we don't get them at Basement Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be really cool to start, you know, introduce them to the venue, really get them interested in it, get into that quirky kind of side of Basement Theatre.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And for you, Tane, who would you like to come to the show?
Yeah, the exact same. I think people, I mean, it's kind of for anyone that's lost someone.
Mm.
You know, that they would want to, you know, that's that thing of like, you always think of questions after someone's gone or something like that. You're like, oh, I never knew this about that person. Mm. So anyone like that, I also think, yeah, people our age that are kind of like in their early 20s when like, it's a bit grim, but you know, your childhood pets start to get a bit older, your
truth?
Grandparents are starting to get on a bit, you know. So it's kind of like for us, and then for older people, maybe it gets them to go, oh, you know, maybe I want to share more about my life with them. Like, my nan is flying up from Christchurch to come watch this, which is amazing. I'm just so excited for her to come up, and be able to watch it.
It's going to be special.
Yeah, that is special. I also love that because we had a show a couple of weeks ago that talked about bringing family. Last week was how to throw a Chinese funeral, which is actually on downstairs to share with you guys. And Gillian talked about, bringing your family along. I really love that as a kind of a, you know.
I quite like the idea of doing like a Basement Theatre family grief double feature, which is I reckon a vibe. You could just do two and then go out for dinner and have some serious conversations.
Yeah
we've been marketing a bit as a double bill.
Yeah.
And it's been like weird when we talk about it because we're like, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, like a double funeral, double bill. And then we're like, it's a really good night of theatre.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Two funerals, no weddings.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. So you guys open tonight. Oh my goodness. Tonight it's a 6:30 show. We'd love a 6:30 show.
Weeknights.
Yeah, we love the studio as well. It's a gorgeous, intimate space. It really, you're like right there with the performer. It's so special to be able to see, I think, new and emerging performers and artists like yourself. So you've got to go. Oi Fred is the name of the work. Opens tonight, runs till Saturday, 6:30. I reckon you could probably go to this show. It's only 50 minutes long. Take a wee break, have a little cup of tea, and then go to see How to Throw a Tony's Funeral afterwards.
Fantastic.
It's perfect. Break a leg to both of you for tonight. I'm really looking forward to hearing and seeing how this show goes and evolves, and also where things go next for both of you in your careers.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tane. Thank you, Alice. We'll see you very
Cheers.
Soon.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.